The federal government has given a key approval to a large North Slope oil project. Papua New Guinea-based Oil Search today announced it received a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers for its Pikka development planned west of Prudhoe Bay. But construction cannot begin just yet. The company still needs more approvals before it can move forward. In an interview earlier this year, Oil Search Alaska President Kieran Wolf described the project's significance.
It's probably 120,000 barrels a day, and I think the current production in the state is about 500,000 barrels. So it's a really important project for the state in the sense that it will probably add about 25% of the total production.
To produce that much oil, Oil Search plans to build up to three drill sites, a central processing facility, two bridges, and an operations center with beds for 200 workers. During construction, the company says it could employ thousands. The Pikka development is in a new hotspot for oil activity on the western North Slope. ConocoPhillips is also pursuing several big projects in the region. Pikka would be on state and native-owned land as close as 7 miles to the village of Nuiqsut. One of the main questions about the project is how it will affect subsistence hunting and fishing for Nuiqsut residents. Oil Search has made several changes to the project to address the village's concerns, like relocating infrastructure and planning a new boat ramp for residents on a nearby river. But an Oil Search spokeswoman says the company is still in talks to reach a land use agreement with Kupik Corporation, the village corporation for Nuiqsut, and the company will need dozens more state and local permits before it can begin construction.